La 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 Hello, hello, gorgeous humans. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you a free workshop on how I've sold over $10 million in e-courses. As always, before we begin, I want to acknowledge that I live and work and create on the lands of the Gubbi Gubbi people, who are the traditional and ongoing custodians of the lands and seas where I am. And because we're spread out all across the globe, I want to pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the lands and seas where you are, and pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging as well. If you know the name of the traditional custodians of where you are, if you could pop that in chat, that would be brilliant. You can also go to native-lands.ca to find out who the traditional custodians are. So in this webinar, we're going to be talking about how I've sold over $10 million in e-courses, my top tips for e-course success, behind the scenes of my e-course businesses, why e-courses can be such an important income stream to consider, and some common misconceptions, fears, and blocks when it comes to creating e-courses. A lot of people think it's going to take them a really long period of time in order to be able to create them. They require a whole lot of tech setup. They need to know more than what they actually do in order to be able to do this work. So totally false, and I'll share with you why throughout this. Now, if you haven't learned from me before, this is my razzle tazzle. I have created over $13 million in revenue. I'm an internationally best-selling author. My gold workbooks have been used by over 500,000 people. I'm the winner of Ozmompreneur's People's Choice Business Coach Award twice, and I've also won 5 more awards. I've taught tens of thousands of students, and I'm one of the original adopters of teaching e-courses back in 2008 when dinosaurs still roamed the internet. And here's some places where I've been. Here's some awards I've won. So cute! Most importantly for me, though, is the fact that I've only worked 10 hours a week, and that's always been the average of how much I've worked in my business, because I really wanted to prioritize being a very present stay-at-home mum. My husband and I have been able to be with our kids and be their primary carers from the moment they've been born, and we're so grateful for all the memories we've been able to create with them. We've been able to live in some of the most beautiful places in Australia. We're able to homeschool for a few years pre-COVID, before everyone was forced to, and I really do feel like I am very, very luckily living my dream come true. So in terms of how I've done that, it's time for a little story. Now, when I was a kid, I was not born good at business. I was not like, when I grow up, I'm going to be really good at business and marketing and money. No, I wanted to be an artist, a creative. I wanted to change the world. I wanted to be a poet. I wanted to be a writer. And that continued to burn strong in me. And my parents were very pragmatic farmers, and they were like, no, because all artists are starving, and you won't, and all businesses fail in the first, in the first 5 years. So you need to get a good, stable office job. And so I thought, oh God, well, if I can't have the real thing that I wanted, then my only job is to, like, I'll have to take second best, which to me was to become Prime Minister of Australia. So when I was 20, I moved to Canberra, Australia, and I started working in the public service. I started taking a public policy degree at Australia National University, and got to work in Parliament House, and I had just so many incredible experiences. This is me working at business.gov.au with and David Kosh, who is a very famous Australian speaker, was there for that day. So that was just part of the many adventures I had. And very, very quickly, I realized, like, this is a really fascinating adventure. However, it's not for me. It's not something I want to do for the rest of my life. I feel like there's something bigger in me to be born. And so I started on the side doing all these things to try out creating a creative career. So I wrote my first book, Today I Grew Like a Wildflower. I started selling my art at markets. I ran women's retreats and just had the most magical time trying out all the different things in order to have a creative career. I also started blogging in 2004, and that was kind of when blogs were invented, and kept on trying out all these different things. And eventually in 2008, I remember one of my dearest friends calling me and going, oh, I've just heard about this thing called e-courses. And I was like, what? You can what? And I thought, oh my God, that would be so fun to try out, especially since I was running these creative retreats in person and I'd share about them on my blog and people on my blog would be like, oh, I so wish you could come to Canada to teach this stuff. And I would have loved to have done a world tour, but I was like, oh, maybe I could try putting my retreat work into an online course. And so I started with the Creative Goddess course and then I went on to the Radiant Goddess course. And I just started creating all these new things. And immediately I knew, wow, I love this so much that I want to keep doing it for the rest of my life. So since then, I've produced well over 150 e-courses in all kinds of topics like business, marketing, self-publishing, homeschooling, relationships, self-love, sex, journaling, meditations, anxiety, productivity, network marketing, finances, parenting, social media, burnout, all the things. So obviously, I'm a huge proponent of e-courses and I've now created over $10 million in revenue. And I really just want to share about the miracles that can happen when you add an e-course to your business. This is the part where you get to stop selling one-to-one and you get to start teaching hundreds and even thousands and tens of thousands of people instead of having to do that one-to-one work. And you really start to begin to be seen as an expert. I'm just going to check and make sure that everyone can hear me okay. All right, that's all working. Hooray, perfect. Making sure that's all beautiful. All right. I will be answering questions right at the end of this as well. So you're most welcome to put questions in the chat and then I'll feature them once I finish this. Otherwise I just get too distracted and then I'll start talking about really cute animal stories and stuff like that. It happens to the best of us. Thank you for your understanding. Okay. Would you like to see, I wonder if it's going to be more useful for me to have my graphics a little bit bigger. Do you guys like that? Would that be best? Zita? Yeah, you give me the thumbs up. I'll do that. All right. That's so cute. Okay, I'll keep it there. All right. So some more reasons that you might want to consider having e-courses in your library is that you really can start scaling to earn much more money. For me, it doesn't matter now whether I sell to one person or I sell to 100 people or 1,000 people or 10,000. It doesn't necessarily add any more to my workload. So my business is actually that much more scalable. So I can do this without burning out. Now, you may also just have like in the back of your mind, like, oh, maybe I want to create an e-course in the future. And so you've got it like in your one day list and it's like this thing in the back of your head, like, oh, I could do that. And it just becomes this thing like, I should really get that done. You might also find that through this, you can help way more people than you like in your current way of working as well. People also pay more for an e-course than if you use the same content and put it in a book or an ebook. If you just make it into a more multimedia experience, you can sell it for 10 to 100 to 1,000 times more than you would if it was just in a book. So if somebody came to me and they said, I want to start a business, I think I'll start by writing a book, I'll say, well, no, how about you consider turning that into an e-course instead, because you will earn so much more money from it. And e-courses absolutely create more transformation for your clients as they're going to be guided through your work rather than just a book. And it also creates an incredible like new extra stream of income for you, which can come in hugely handy. profit margins with e-courses can be very, very high. So for me, before I pay myself, I'm looking at I can get my profit margins up to 80 to 90%, which is just unheard of in the business world, really, because there's no manufacturing costs. There's no I don't have to have a shop front in person. I don't need huge staffing in order to make it happen. Yeah, it's like the profit margins are freaking sweet. Freaking sweet perhaps. It's also like environmentally friendly. Like there's no manufacturing or shipping involved. You can create right from where you are with your laptop, and people get to learn right at home in their laptop. And it allows you to open up to the worldwide market that much more. People sometimes ask me why I charge in US dollars, even though I'm Australian. And the reason is that 70% of my sales, around 70% of my sales are actually in America. Then the next biggest market for me is the UK and Europe, and Australia is actually the third, my third most popular market. So it's like kind of 10%, 15% maybe. So it really does allow you to open up to a very large worldwide market. So John Chambers, who's CEO of Cisco Systems, the next killer app on the internet is going to be education. Education over the internet is going to be so big, it's going to make email usage look like a rounding error. And it's true. And I think the pandemic has only accelerated that increase so much. The worldwide e-learning market is projected to be worth $325 billion in 2025. So my 10 million is only a tiny little splash in that pool. There is so much abundance available to people. So in terms of success tips for e-course success as well, I want to give you some hints. First of all, I want you to know you do not need to be the world's foremost expert on the topic. You just need to know a little bit more than the people that you're selling to or willing to research it. And then you get to add in and sprinkle in your voice and your experience as well. Like you don't need to be the number one leading expert to teach on a subject. You just need to know a little bit more than somebody who is brand new, a complete beginner to that market. Denise Duffield Thomas, a dear friend of mine, says you don't have to be a guru, you can be a contributor. If you really care about a topic, be a contributor. You don't have to know everything. And Denise is, of course, one of the leading experts on money for women and money mindset. And she has continued just to turn up and to continue sharing her story, her perspective, her experience, and over the years has built into this absolutely incredible empire just by contributing. Another big tip I want you to know is you need to start before you're ready. You can only learn how to do it by doing it. You can't plan your way to success. You don't need teaching experience. You don't need public speaking experience. You don't need more certification. You just need to do the thing. Try it and test it, and you will learn so much more in that process than without. So when I was 23 years old, that's me on the far left, I had this intuition that I needed to run a retreat, a 3-day retreat for women. And the hilarious part is I'd never even been on a retreat before. But I followed that light inside me and I created it. And it's still one of the most magical memories in my mind and turned into the most beautiful experience. So I highly recommend jumping in and diving in and trying it out. I see so many people who like put off doing a course until they've had more training. The course is going to train you in becoming a trainer. That's how we learn. And we have to trust that the ideas that come to us, they're like little divine seeds from the angels, because the work that you have needs to be out in the world and it needs to help people. Also, like I want to say with that retreat, like I absolutely made like some mistakes and I think, oh, I could I'll do better on that next time. But here's the thing, and I think people go like, oh, I need to have everything perfect in order to do it. Incorrect. Like the people who went on that retreat still had an absolutely miraculous time. And like even now, I'm still learning things. I'm still like get to like every single time I run an event, I'm like, oh, next time I could do this a little bit differently. I'm friends with Penny from Sacred Earth, who's a musician. Her and her husband have the band Sacred Earth, which is, I say to her, like, oh, I think when people become hippies in Australia, like it comes with a hippie passport to get a Sacred Earth CD at the same time. And she thought that was highly amusing. For everyone who's an Australian, you're all like, oh, yeah, now I've got my Sacred Earth CD. That's right, I got issued with your passport. If you haven't got a Sacred Earth CD, you should get one. They're fantastic. She is just an absolutely beautiful human and very inspiring. And she's running a retreat for like 150 people this weekend. And, like she's done this work so many times. And of course, she's still working things out as she goes along. That's the process of a teacher, is that we're like, oh, next time I can do this in a slightly different way, or I could feel like, bring this experience into it next time. So no more training, just do the thing. Just do the thing, my loves. And just remember that we as women, if you are Black, Indigenous, a person of color, if you're queer, then there will be an extra reticence to step up and lead and teach, because culturally we have been taught to stay in a very small little box. And straight white dudes, they don't have this. They're like, oh, of course I'll go do the thing. I'll mansplain things to people who invented them, We need to have that kind of courage, and we need to have that kind of self-determination, because otherwise our voice is missing in the world. Audiences want people who they feel are just like them. You don't need to be perfect, just be real. And often, when I turn up to workshops and stuff like that, or do anything, like you will see me still wearing pajamas. This is actually my pajama top, thank you. I want you to know, like, you don't have to be polished. You don't have to be glamorous. You don't have to have a great setup. Like, my office is freaking messy, and it is always going to be messy because I've got ADHD. You can be exactly who you are and still be a really important teacher. And I think me being human actually improves my teaching, because people are like, oh, this chick, I resonate with this one. This one makes me feel like I can be myself. And that's a really important service to pay. So, another big lesson is you do need to learn how to market the absolute shit out of what you create. It is not good enough to create something. You need to find the people who need it and communicate really clearly how they will benefit. So many people, when they create e-courses or write books, they're just like, well, I've done the thing. And I think that's all your job. And no, it's only half the job. The other half is actually like finding the people in the world and going, oh, hey, this is that thing I've got, and here's why. This is probably for you. And that may be really, really scary for you. And that's totally understandable and totally okay. And you still need to do it anyway. And if you're feeling scared about that stuff, make sure you check out my Sales Star program. That will really help you get the money, the mindset you need in order to market, and then also give you the practical skills as well. So you can go to leoniedawson.com/sell if you need to check that out. But getting good at marketing is a really critical part of you. Like, it's a really core business skill to help you succeed. And I want you to succeed. I want you to share your big light and your story with the world. I want you to receive an amazing amount of abundance for it, because I know that's what will change the world when we can do that. So I like to remind people, like, when you are sharing your work with the world, you can't just go like, here's the thing I'm selling. Who wants to buy it? And meanwhile, you're not sharing at all what's inside it, how it's going to improve people's lives, what problems it's going to fix, why they should be tr why you should be trusted, the value that they're going to get out of your work. And so you're selling in a brown paper envelope. People are taking such a fucking chance to buy from you because you're not clearly communicating what's inside. Whereas if you start marketing with a clear plastic envelope that really clearly shows people exactly what you get inside, the results they're going to get out of it, the benefits they're going to see, like the case studies of other people who've already taken it and how it's changed for them, and really validating it, like with why people should trust you with a really good bio and expert status, that kind of stuff, that is marketing with a clear plastic envelope. So people can really clearly say, ah, yes, okay, that one's for me. That one's for me. So that's, we need to put effort into our marketing. So it's crystal clear communication that beautifully helps people. Fabienne Fredrickson, who is an original gangster, kind of an OG, an original goat. Is that what they? That's what the young ones say. An original goat, an old goat. No, I don't know what the word is. OG, something. Anyway, she shares about the philosophy that, like, imagine if you had everyone into your house, and at some point you sneak away into the kitchen because you really love making brownies, and but you feel really weird about like telling people about that gift. And so, but it's like the thing that you're best at in the world, but you don't want to shit, like you don't want people to have to feel uncomfortable about buying your thing or trying your thing or anything. So you like sneak away to make brownies, and people kind of come into your kitchen. They're like, oh my God, Baze, what are you making? You're like, nothing, nothing, go away, off you go. And they're like, oh, okay, what a way to be treated by a friend in their home. And then you just like, once the brownies are finished, then like the smell is permeating through the house and people still sticking their head through the doors like, oh my God, what are you making? You're like, no, nothing, nothing. And then you just sit in a corner by yourself and you just eat your brownies by yourself. And you are not serving anyone with like hiding your brownies and just keeping them for yourself with the mistaken belief that you are just not being scammy. You're not being your, you don't want to like make people feel uncomfortable. You don't want to be in marketing. You don't want to be a used car salesman with your brownies. So you hide them. And meanwhile, you're missing out on this incredible opportunity to be able to share this beautiful work of brownies with the world and have them really enjoy it too. So you got to get over your own shit in order to be able to share your gifts with the world. That's what I'm saying. Fred Miller says the worst speech you'll ever give will be far better than the one that you never give. Another success tip for you. Hooray! If you don't know how to do something, you can learn it. You can learn it, guys. Oh my God. I wasn't born good with marketing. I wasn't good born with business. I didn't know how to create e-courses. Like when I was spurred out of my mother's vagina, I didn't know all that. But guess what? You can learn it. It's not beyond you. You are smart, you are wise, and you are full of integrity, and you are courageous, and you can stick to it, and you can figure stuff out. Also, how beautiful does my friend Maddie look in this picture? I took it in the backyard. Isn't that cute? So cute. She's wearing one of my clothes. Oh, my necklace. You know what it's like when you're like a grown-up lady, but you still want to play dress-ups with your friends. Basically, that was it. Okay, success tip number five. Deadline marketing makes money. So here's what I found in all my years. If you just have an e-course to sell and it's always available to people, you might make some sales. However, they're going to be very, very minute in comparison to when you use some kind of deadline. And that deadline can be, you can only enroll in it for a few weeks every 6 months. The deadline might be that there's an early bird discount if you sign up by a certain date. The deadline might be that you're going to run a live round so that everyone starts on the same day as each other and you go through it and you do like weekly live calls or something like that. There might be a price change. So, for example, I have my Brilliant Biz and Life Academy, which is where I store all of my e-courses. People can get access to the academy. It's under $99 a year, and they get like $8,500 worth of my courses and books and coaching and all that kind of stuff. And I've decided to increase the price. So the price is doubling at the end of next week. So it's raised up to $99 a year. Now, we've had like nearly 700 people enroll in the last couple of weeks since I announced that. And we've had like in the last, we've got 4,000-ish members. It's taken probably 7 months for us to get, you know, 700 new members. So it like, and when that's just like available all the time. So when you have that deadline marketing, it really concentrates a lot of your enrollments into that period of time because people need to be forced to make a decision. And here's the thing with the academy as well. I know full well that there are people going, yes, of course I'm going to grab the academy. Of course, it's like the biggest no-brainer ever. Like, who else is doing this? All of their programs were under $100. But they're going to wait until the last day. So I will see at least half my sales come through in the last 24 hours, despite having this on, you know, like the notice going out for a month. Everyone's going to wait till the final 24 hours. So people need to be given a deadline in order to make a decision. And that's what's going to make you money. So now in terms of the tech, here's what I really recommend. One, you can make it as simple or as complicated as you like. Just do what's doable for now and you can build on it later. You can do it super low tech or you can make it a little bit more automated or you can do like a full automated experience. You can just try it out. I personally use Kajabi. If you use that URL that's on there, you can go check it out and get a free trial on that. But what it means is it just makes my job a lot easier. So when I'm not automating, when things aren't sending, like when I'm not sending everything like manually myself, and using software to make it easier makes a huge difference. Now, you don't have to use Kajabi. I've got a program called 40 Days to Create and Sell an e-course, and it takes you step by step through all of the different tech options you can have, because you can have some really cheap tech options. Kajabi is more expensive, but you don't have to go Kajabi. There are some other cheaper options and like more free options in order for you to just do the same job, and you can upgrade later. So there's so many options available to you. Elliot Maisie says, we need to bring learning to the people instead of people to learning. So when you're running this e-courses, boundaries are really beautiful. So you need to educate your e-course students on how to get the most out of the course, how to contact you, what level of support they get from you, what's okay, what's not okay, and how to interact with other students. That's not being bitchy. That's actually just really clearly setting the container for a space in order to make sure people get the most, you know, wonderful amount of support and to make sure that you don't burn out. You do not need to be answering every single question that comes into your inbox from e-course students. Just because you sell someone an e-course doesn't mean that they get to just like email you their rando questions for the rest of their lives, and then you have to craft these really long responses. No, you get to decide the container of how you're going to help people and what's the best way to do that. Boundaries make people feel really safe. Boundaries help people succeed, and boundaries create an excellent container for learning. And I know, again, like as women, we're so conditioned to be like nice and like helpful and just serve everyone without even thinking about our own needs. And that isn't helpful to you. And it's also not helpful to your students. So boundaries are very, very important. And that includes like in all areas of your business, not just with running e-courses. Ayella Van Zandt says, people violate you when you don't have clear boundaries because you don't tell them how to behave in your life. So I have it's so rare that I would have an interaction in my business where I feel abused or like it feels like an off interaction because people know I have very strong boundaries around that. And also, like, there's just not the space for them to be able to do that. And if there is ever a rando that pops up, they're just going to get banned and blocked and removed from our business. Like, I don't have to serve dickheads and I don't have to cop abuse as a business owner. So having those clear boundaries can be really useful. So I really recommend as well, instead of you thinking like, oh, I need to get a lighting set up, I need to get cameras, I need to get an auto prompter reader and all that stuff. I really recommend like use what you have. You can always upgrade your tech and recording later if you want to. And don't compare your beginning to someone else's ending. You know, there's a lot of programs out there that are very polished with their recordings now. And, you know, it's probably would have cost probably at least $25,000 to record that with a professional mob with their cameras to do that and, you know, to get a set location, all that kind of shit. You don't actually need to do that. I personally don't do that. I still record everything off my webcam and I still do it at home. The fanciest thing I do is have one of these bad boys. You don't need that bad boy, but it means that I don't have to clean up my room. Not that I cleaned up my room anyway, but whatever. I just feel posh when I use it, all right? So you can just upgrade your tech and recording stuff later. And don't compare your beginning to somebody else's ending. So for example, like Denise Duffield Thomas, who I mentioned before, has her beautiful money bootcamp and the videos that she does are stunning. Stunning. And I've also been in Money Bootcamp since she opened it, which is I think 10 plus years ago. And like the early editions of the program were not like that. They were webcam recordings and really simple. And she just upgraded as she went because she really loves doing that. So don't compare your beginning to someone else's ending, you know, and use what you have right now. Online learning is not the next big thing. It is the now big thing. And I want to like say here, because I have now heard post-COVID people like, oh, but the e-course like wave is dipping now. That is absolutely not true. It's actually just created more customers for us because finally people have started going like, oh, I can learn things online because they were forced to for a while. So the market continues to grow. Another thing I recommend doing is make sure you write the sales page first before you create your e-course, because then that way you're thinking about all the things people want to know, who they are, what they're going to ask for, and then you can create your program after the sales page is written. Every single time I create something, I always make sure I go back to the sales page and see what I've like talked about through there and make sure that's included in there, because writing your sales page really gets you into your target students' shoes and what they're thinking of and what they're needing to help them make progress. So that can be really hugely useful and help you map out what kind of content you need. And lastly, success tip number 10, don't let time pass you by. Stop putting it at the bottom of your to-do list. Don't let another year pass you by without launching your e-course. Give yourself a deadline and start selling now. You do not have to spend the next 6 months or a year creating your e-course. It can be done so much faster and more effectively than that. So if you want to know how long it takes me, if I have an idea for an e-course, so for example, I've had for Money Manifesting Your Multiple Streams of Income, I had an idea for that on Friday night. Had a weekend. I don't think really I did much any like working that weekend because I don't. And then Monday, I just got into it. I wrote out the sales page, mapped out the content, released it Monday afternoon. People started buying it. And I actually sell before the course is all recorded. I have all the notes of what I'm going to talk about. And because I've done it so many times, I'm very confident in that. I don't feel nervous doing that at all because I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've got all of my content there already. And I create from there. And I'm often waiting, like if I open it and it's launching and it's like going to launch in and like it starts in a month's time, then the content gets created like a week before it's due. And like it'll get released in like 4 weeks. And so I've got like a week for each one to get created. And I tell you what, that is so much faster to do it that way than if I said to myself, okay, I'm going to create all this stuff before I ever sell it. No, I'm going to fucking sell it before then. And the beautiful thing too is like, if you by any chance happen to launch something and it's a massive fucking flop and nobody buys it, you haven't spent time on it. You don't actually have to create it. You can just take it off the market and reshift around until you've like got the right messaging and the right content to get it to people. So short, sharp deadlines and selling now are hugely, hugely useful. So the next step, if you're ready to learn like everything, all the behind the scenes about creating and selling e-courses and getting accountability to get it done in 40 days time, I do have my program, 40 days to create and sell your e-course. I can't remember how many people have gone through this. I think it's over 6,000 people now, which is amazing. I take you through step by step exactly how I create and sell my e-courses, from brainstorming your course idea, worksheets to decide what e-course to create first, because you've probably got shit tons of ideas in there. Mind map templates to help you map out your e-course, learning the tech how-tos, how to market your course really powerfully, how do you get accountability on getting your course done, step-by-step guidance on getting your course finished, system hints to make that e-course run smoothly in much less time, success checklists, e-course success secrets from an e-course veteran, how to be a stronger and more effective teacher, how to lovingly guide your students through your e-course, how to work with your students, creating excellent boundaries, and all the tech stuff as well, because it's often where people get hung up. So we'll talk through like the software platform options you have for all types of budget, where to sell your e-course, how to record audios and meditations, how to design graphics, how to run group calls, how to create an ebook, how to create videos and webinars and worksheets. It's like all the tech, all the how-to, the accountability and the marketing smarts to get your e-course done and out in the world and selling. So I have a bunch of other students. If you want to go onto the sales page, you can go through and read some of their results. I have taught so many people and helped so many people create 6 and even 7-figure empires with e-courses, which is really fucking thrilling. So if you've already got an e-course already, you might be asking like, will this help me? Only if you want to sell more of your course. If you don't want to sell more of your course, just don't bother taking the program. you might be saying, I don't have enough teaching experience. I'm worried I won't be good enough to be an e-course teacher. Like, I want you to know, like, I have like no teaching qualifications whatsoever. I started teaching online courses 11 years ago. That's really optimistic, Leonie. It was 15 years ago. That's really sweet. I'm really good at math. 2008. It's now 2023. And I also like want to give you the best of everything that I've learned of teaching tens of thousands of students how to be a better, more powerful and more effective teacher and create an absolutely amazing experience for your customers. For me, my students, we have students that will continue buying all my programs, not just for a year, but they're around for like since the beginning days. Like, I've got such stickability because people know, like, if they come to one of my programs, they're going to learn something, and I'm always going to teach them way more and give them way more than anything they ever pay me. Now, if you don't know what course you're going to be teaching yet, totally fine. We help you nut that out in the course. The tech parts totally help you set that up and make it as simple and fun. So let me share with you exactly what you get in the Brilliant Biz Academy, because along with the 40-day program, just because there is a lot in it. Okay, let me open it up. And yes, I will absolutely answer questions after this as well. So I just need for it to open up. Well, it's opening up quickly. So everything you need. Now I have the cutest fucking video there. Please go watch it. It was so fun. So blah, blah, blah. Me teaching a whole bunch of people in person. Hurrah, hurrah. So cute. Look at me. Adorable. 10 out of 10. Leonie talks so much. So courses that you get. Sales Star Masterclass, which I usually sell for $297. That will teach you how to get over your blocks when it comes to money and marketing and sharing your work with the world. 40 days to create and sell your e-course, as I've shared about before. Money manifesting in multiple streams of income. That gives you behind the scenes of exactly how I've created a multi-million dollar net worth and how you can create more abundance and take care of the money that you have currently. And also we have the super fun expenses challenge where you immediately work out how to reduce your expenses and in order to create money that immediately like pays back for the academy plus more. Usually when people go through that, they're saving like $1,000+. We've had people save like $17,000 by doing that because we've got a whole spreadsheet. We've got tips on how to do exactly that. So that's really useful if you want to learn how to manage your money better, reduce your expenses, increase your income, all that good stuff. I've got 40 days to a finished book as well because I love getting stuff done in short, sharp deadlines, and you can absolutely get your book done in that period of time. One of the most popular programs is Marketing Without Social Media. I went 2 years without marketing on social media at all. I also brought in over $2 million in that time. So I teach you how I do that and also give you a whole bunch of ways that you can market without social media, because often those methods are much more effective than social media. Work less, earn more will take you through exactly how to restructure your time and your week so that you are earning more money while working many less hours, which is really fun. Get Organized, which is a decluttering and organizing challenge for your life and business. Midas Touch was my brand new program about how to turn everything you touch into gold. And that is a little bit different from what I usually do. It's got meditations in it. It's like angelic transmissions. A lot of my stuff is very practical. This one is like the more spiritual kind of element, but the reviews we've got on it have just been incredible. We also have how to hire and manage a VA, how to heal and prevent burnout, how to deal with trolls and criticism in your business, cash crunch, how to make money and save money even when times are tough, how to find the perfect accountant for you and your business, behind the scenes of a multimillionaire's finances. You get monthly group coaching calls with me for EVS, which is super cool. Then you get all of my business and life goals workbooks and things like that. My Brilliant Beer Biz Goals workbook, Life Goals workbook, a daily to-do list planner, a weekly planner. If you're in the mood for something a little different, I got bored and wrote an erotic romance novella in quarantine. So you can have that. Why not? Put your favorite thing in there. There's also a Calm Christmas planner, which is about the most fun I've ever had making something. So that's really cute. And then every single month as well, you get a brand new workshop with me. So there are business basics ones, and that's like to help you get like certain things in your business set up. So we've got set up your website that sells, decide your pricing and set up payments, set up your mailing list, master tech for business success, how to decide what business to do, create a lead magnet, create a newsletter, the 2-page marketing plan, sane and profitable social media marketing, plan your 2024 business success. And then next year, we've got a whole new round as well. So January, I'm doing a Procreate digital art workshop, how to create incredible customer service, money management for your business, how to grow your business with launches, how to start and grow a membership program, how to win awards and why you need them, how to grow your business for testimonials, how to grow your business with networking, graphic design for your business, how to grow your biz with affiliates, how to create business systems, and you also get an annual business review. Again, this is all for under $99 a year. I know, it's insane. And yet this is the thing. I just wanted to make it like the biggest no-brainer of your life. You're like, oh my God, of course I'm going to get this. Like, it's like, I wanted to make it like Netflix for entrepreneurs. Like every person who wants to start or grow a business would be like, oh, that's a great idea. Of course I need this. And it's going to save me so much money and also make me so much money. I also have a whole crap ton of done-for-you trackers and spreadsheets, like the yearly business growth tracker, monthly financials and growth tracker, annual marketing calendar, launch results tracker, financial goals tracker, weekly content planner, monthly business goals plan, a weekly business planner, lead magnet and webinar success tracker, affiliate link tracker, content library, 52 newsletter content ideas, customer service, email templates, flash sale email templates, launch success checklist, morning routine template, 52 live stream content ideas, email templates to get testimonials, 100 social media content ideas, new customer email templates, affiliate onboarding email templates, daily essential business task template, and standard operating procedures templates as well. And holy fuck, I need to have some more. Okay, let's keep going because there's still more. We also have guest experts every single month as well, teaching on their specialty things. So I know Tash Corbin and Kerry Rowett, two darling, darling friends, and are on this call right now, and they've already taught stuff in the academy. Tash taught Success Habits for Business Owners. Jamila White taught Turn Your Overwhelm into Your Superpower. Kerry Rowett taught Turn Your Intuition into Cash. Castella taught Income Streams for Artists. The amazing Louise O'Reilly shared Inclusion as a Business Asset. One of her most popular was hilariously Brenda Cadman's Mastering Canva Organization, because all of us are using Canva and all of us are getting freaking messy. Piggy Banks Bank, this incredible duo, teaches how to quickly create a lead magnet and funnel using PLR. Tina Tower teaches successful membership programs. Mim Jenkinson teaches how to sell more on Etsy. Lizzie Goddard teaches money-making flash sales. Lou Neistat teaches law of attraction for entrepreneurs. Michelle Rowe teaches publish your podcast in a weekend. And Esther is just about to teach her program on how to be an ally to gender diverse folks. And then in 2024, you get two guest experts every single month. So I'm actually running out of breath because there's so many. So I'm just going to like gently scroll because freaking look at this and look at these incredible humans. I cannot believe just how much wisdom and brilliance you get. And we've been able to do it for under $99 a year. Amazing. So I just want to make this like the easiest fucking yes of your life. You can also check out our Academy Success journey as well. So that's like all of our calendar of when stuff is. So every single month, so like April, you've got a new business basics workshop, a new business template, a live round of an existing course, a guest training, a bonus guest training, and a group coaching call. And it's all included. So that is where we're at with that. And it's a lot because we do so much in that. And so it's like so much for me to share about just because you get so much in it. So I think that's like the hardest thing about sharing about the Academy sometimes is people are like, that's a lot. And it's like, yes, that is correct. Well, that's why we're doing it. That's why we're doing it. Okay, let me exit back. And then I will start answering people's questions as well. So if you've got questions, please pop them in the comments and I'll be here to help you. Okay. Ooh, and I don't know. I'm going to leave it there. Slide show. There we go. That's better. Ayo. Okay. Let me check everyone's questions. Tash Coleman's like, hey, it's me. That's right. It's a nice little moment when you celebrity spot yourself. Like, look at the guy. Woo. Michelle says, did you say coaching's once a month? When is it and how long does it go for? It is once a month. So it is like an open office hour. You can call and people ask me all their questions. The time changes all the time, basically, but I try to put it at an hour that so that it, for Americans and English people are still able to get to it, as well as Australians as well. Is it better an academy or a set of single courses? Oh, could you tell me it? So the academy is a set of single of a whole bunch of courses plus extra resources involved. Michelle says, is it on Zoom? The coaching call is, but the rest is all pre-recorded in our Kajabi learning platform, so you can use it at any point in time as well. John says, would you recommend using PLR to create an e-course? And isn't e-course meant to be a series of emails, or are they best produced to be video? It's best to produce them on video. It just increases the value of it. And people also tend to get more involved and get more out of it when it is a more like more multimedia experience, for sure. Cherise says, any comments on micro-learning, Leonie? Should our online courses be delivered in small pieces? Yes, they can be if that is, if you like doing it. It is okay, still have it, as a big, 1 hour long workshop. That's fine. If you want to break it up, great. We try to break things up as much as we can, just so that people find, especially our bigger programs, a bit more accessible and they don't get as, you don't have to, grip on for the next hour. You can just dive into the micro pieces of content. Erin says, what are you using for all your video streaming? It's so smooth. Oh, I think I have a little, I'll do it for you. It is called StreamYard. And it just means that I can stream here. And it can go to multiple places, including a Facebook group, Facebook page, and YouTube, all at the same time, which is super fun. Okay, more comments. Let's see. The Mindset Effect says, that's a crap ton. Lol, it is a crap ton. Exactly. You get so much fucking shit. $100 a year. You're not going to get that anywhere else. You're really not. Mel says, the digital one looks Procreate. Looks great. Procreate is Apple only though, isn't it? Assuming I could still learn something. Oh, Zita, do you know if Procreate's Mac only or? Don't look at us. Oh my girl, thank you.
It is an iPad only app.
Ugh, bastards. You're still going to I'll take you through the full process of how I do it. And because I do a whole bunch of collaging and shit as well. So you're probably still going to find it useful if you have a different non-Mac software that you prefer instead. Karen says, even in Australian dollars, it's a bargain, $151 today. So worth it. It is. And I did have somebody, an Australian, email me last night and say, oh, cheeky question, but can I get it just in 99 Australian dollars anyway? And I was like, no. No, babes. I can't go lower than what it currently is. It's fucking ridiculous as it is. Okay, Erin says, holy crap, Leonie. I know, that's how you should feel when you see the academy. You're like, Jesus Christ. I'm actually kind of running out of breath. Wendy says, I'm creating a course on how to prepare yourself for a successful business before you open your business. That's awesome. All those mindset things of what people need, that's so, so useful. Marcy, oh, you beautiful human, she said, your affiliate tracker in the academy was perfect timing. The person I sold my blog to needed one. Oh my god, I love it. And it was so much fun creating those templates and testimonials as well, because I might be obviously a very artsy nerd, but I fucking love a good spreadsheet. I have some fucking enormous ones. Tash Corbin says about whether the e-course market's flooded now rather than because of the COVID. She's like, no, people just know how to use Zoom now. Yay. It's true. all of a sudden, it's no longer just us internet nerds using Zoom, it's everyone. Okay. Ollie says, Ayanla ordained me an awesome teacher too. Oh my God, that is, what, like, what a win. My midwife was taught by Ina May Gaskin, who wrote Spiritual Midwifery. And I just think, like, that's such a fucking win, right? Like, when you can, like, have the touch of a godlike creature of Ayanla or Ina May Gaskin. Whoa. Whoa. Okay. Oh, Tash says, Maddie Beaufort in this image is a spectacular artist. She certainly is. I should have put her little URL in there. Madison Beaufort artist. We just love her so much. Her and Tash look so much. We're all friends in real life. Yes, we're clicky bitches. No, we're not. Yeah, and Kerry knows Maddie too. And I just love that all my people know each other. It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. And, oh, I even have, like, Maddie's art just here. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. It's so beautiful. It's a bit shiny in the sunlight. Oh, well, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And she's got this one that she drew of me. And I'm not wearing a T-shirt and it's like, got my tits out. She must have done it from her imagination, added to a spank bank. You know how it is. But anyway, it became one of her best-selling prints and it just makes me laugh. I just love being number one. I like to go visit her at the Yamundi markets just to see my own face. Okay, just checking more questions. All right, you're most welcome if you've got questions about e-course, if you've got questions about money, if you've got questions about the academy, anything like that, I'm happy to answer them all. Okay. Mindset Effect says the 40 days to create and sell an e-course is why I joined the academy. Hooray! Hooray! There's so much in there. There's so much in there. Okay. Erin says, girl, I'm in. Yes! Woo! We love that. We love that. Poda says, let's, Leonie, talk more about your social causes. Oh, bless you. So I am a big proponent of, I love that with business, we can create overflow and we can create like amazing, not only can I like create a, like a win-win situation, but I can create a win-win-win situation. So I can help you in creating a beautifully abundant business. I can also receive abundance from that. And then I can use the excess abundance to make, like, just do the coolest shit with that money. So for example, last week, I got an email from Bush Heritage Australia and they needed help to buy their largest land reserve yet. And so what they do is they buy up land. This one previously was a farming property in South Australia. Now, South Australia is a bit like, I guess, like New Mexico. It's more of a sort of more of an arid region, but still is very, very important for ecosystems. And they have been offered, like the owners have offered for Bush Heritage Australia to purchase it and then they can restore it back to just being for flora and fauna. And there's an enormous amount of endangered animals and stuff like that in that area. So it would be just hugely important. I heard about this and I was like, I need to in some way help because I so believe having these huge tracts of preserved land is a really important part of the climate solution. So I emailed my list and I was like, every single person who buys anything from me in the next 24 hours, 100% of our revenue, not our profit, our revenue will go to Bush Heritage Australia to help them do that. And so people were freaking all over it. So $8,382 was donated to Bush Heritage Australia. And we've now donated over $170,000 to a whole bunch of really, really beautiful charities and places that need it. Yay! Thanks, Ida. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Tash. Thanks for putting up with all of us. And one last bit of wisdom and advice. Gold Bond powder helps with the sweat stuff and jock rot. It's the eucalyptus. Good to know. Look at how happy Zita's face is to know that. Sheila says it's incredible and totally worth the price of admission. It fucking is. It really is. It's revolutionary. All right. Big kisses and cuddles. Okay, bye. Don't forget.